Catholic Answers Live. Great big Friday show. Thanks so much for being with us. We always try to mix it up a little bit on Fridays, and this Friday we mixed it up so much we ended up in Omaha, Nebraska, in the studios of KVSS, that Spirit Catholic Radio, one of the great Catholic networks that has developed here, and I say has developed like it just passively happened, but it didn't, and that's part of what we'll talk about this hour. People have done it. An extraordinary revolution has happened, and we are still in the midst of it, and still just barely beginning to see the fruits that come from it, and it's a media revolution. You've heard of Mother Angelica. You've probably heard of EWTN, and bit by bit, following her example and also following a lot of personal calls from the Lord Jesus and movements of the Holy Spirit, people have founded radio stations and radio networks all across this country, to the point where there are hundreds and hundreds of Catholic radio stations across the country in both English and Spanish. Today, there are in countries that allow Catholic radio, and you'd be surprised, not all countries do allow Catholic radio. As a matter of fact, many don't. It's just growing. It's just growing like crazy where it is allowed. And among the leaders of that, and I promised you Pat Castle, the founder of Life Runners, would be here this hour, and we are going to talk about Life Runners, and we're going to take your pro-life questions for Pat. But I thought, well, we're here in Nebraska. We'll talk with one of the guys responsible for this revolution in Catholic media, a gem of a man, an extraordinary person. And even today, around the country, if someone says, I got a problem at my radio station, if they call us at Catholic Answers, we say call Jim Carroll. The founder and president of mostly because we don't want to talk to them, Jim, but also because we know that you'll help. Jim Carroll, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Thanks for being here, Si. We love the relationship that we've got with Catholic Answers.
Oh, I'm glad. I wish every well, I won't get into that. But Jim, you were kind of there at the beginning of all of this. I mean, there have been some radio stations, attempts at radio network that predate 1997. But not a lot of them. And it seems like a real something special happened right there at the end of the 90s.
Yeah, we've been on the air now. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary, January 9th. So we're celebrating all year long. Along with that, I know you mentioned it earlier, our Catholic Answers conference with Spirit Catholic Radio on November 2nd. I know it's on your Facebook page. It's on ours as well. We're just the fourth one now that has celebrated their 20th anniversary.
Catholic network, you mean?
Correct. Yeah. There were five ahead of us, and five of those went off the air. So we're just the fourth one to celebrate 20 years as being an EWTN affiliate. There were a handful of other radio stations on prior.
Yeah.
And as you said, there's now about 600 Catholic radio stations.
Is it that many? I didn't
know
that,
across the U.S. Between EWTN affiliates, Radio Maria, Relevant Radio, and a number of independent Catholic radio stations. So.
And how did you get involved?
That's a long story. So we'll go on. No.
Now, I'm told that all stories are long stories with you, Jim. But is that true?
Pipe down out there. No, the way I got involved, I had a reversion back to the faith. And I have been familiar with Catholic Answers. So I was one of those people that took the magazine, bought all of the CDs, the tracks and everything. And my trunk of my car was filled with these. And I read in Catholic Answers back in 1996 how if you wanted to get Catholic radio started, you could get it free of charge. So there were about five different efforts in Omaha that were trying to do this. I was one of them. Bruce McGregor, our program director, was another one. But VSS Catholic Communications was the one that they got the money first. And we're able to get the station on the air. So I joined Spirit Catholic Radio 3 years in. So I'm standing on the shoulders of those people that were just ahead of us. But for the last 17 years, we've been very blessed and grown to 15 stations in our network.
It's amazing that I think there are many Catholics in the United States who don't know this story at all. But this is a story of lay people. It, for the most part, in cooperation with clergy and religious, but lay people just spontaneously getting the call, we need a Catholic radio station in my city, in my town, in my part of the country. And it strikes me as almost miraculous what's happened over 20 years.
You know, the Lord provides. So if there's somebody, Mother Angelica didn't have any experience whatsoever. So Spirit Catholic Radio, over the years now, we've helped launch almost 36 stations. Have come to us. People come to Omaha to learn what to do to get Catholic radio in your area. We're working with Jack Williams with EWTN.
Right.
Refers a lot of people to us, and we've hosted a number of stations here to come learn development, learn programming, underwriting, those types of things. So and you can get Catholic radio. Just need a prayer. And
so lots of people who listen regularly to Catholic media are still unclear on what are the relationships here, who's working for who. And but a basic understanding of it would be Mother Angelica is a very special person. She had a unique vocation, and you could say, well, she started this television network, but it's much more than that. So she is kind of central to what started to happen in the late 1990s, because she's the one who said, you start a radio station, I'll give you the programming for free.
Exactly. Before Mother Angelica was able to provide programming for free, there was an attempt to get Catholic radio going. It was a commercial venture. But Mother Angelica, I think, through God's providence, working through her, had said, you know, it needs to be a lay initiative. I'd prefer that they weren't doing all the commercial advertising that they were, you know, and rely on donations. That's what she's always done.
Yeah.
And so
there's a model that has worked.
Yeah, it really has. And I've met some phenomenal people all across from all walks of life. So you don't necessarily need to have a radio background. My background is in financial services. So
my background's in financial losses primarily. But there were other people that got this call about the same time people here at KVSS got the call. So who are some of the early people who said, let's step out and start one of these networks?
Right after us, there was the Stations of the Cross, which is Buffalo, Jim Wright.
Yeah, and they're in Boston now, and right?
They've spread out across the Northeast.
Right.
They're going to be celebrating their 20th anniversary here very soon. Ave Maria was just before us, about a year and a half before Spirit Catholic Radio.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of other ones, KBVM out of Portland.
Portland, right.
They're one of the ones that have been around. I think you can consider them number one. There's
I know they've been there a long time, haven't they? And then the
Guadalupe Radio was also right after Spirit Catholic Radio. And I think their 20th is also going to be this year.
And Immaculate Heart Radio?
And Immaculate Heart Radio they were the first one. That's what everybody considers.
Really? They were the first?
Doug Sherman was the first person in the Reno
Remarkable
station.
Man, Doug Sherman.
Yes.
And remarkable thing that he did. The sense I get, and I really think somebody should write a book about this, is that all of you all are in different parts of the country trying to start these things, and then you just start helping each other. Giving each other ideas, here's how it works.
The early days, since there weren't very many of us, I had to rely on those people that went before us. So I consider all of them very good friends. We would jump on the phone once a quarter and share different ideas and thoughts, and also find out who was trying to get Catholic radio started and who could help them at that time.
Right.
We also, Dr. Ray Grandy, his show, The Doctors In, used to be produced by Catholic Answers.
Yeah.
And they saw.
We don't talk about him anymore, though, Jim. Could you?
He will be at the Catholic Answers conference. We're calling him a throwback.
Yeah, don't say that in his presence.
He hasn't seen that yet, so
okay. Nobody
tell him. I'm not sure if he's listening right now. But no, when Catholic Answers determined they weren't going to be able to keep producing The Doctor Is In, there were 12 stations. We all did fundraising, and we were able to get it transferred. Number of our stations,
right?
I think it was 12 of us. We were each chipping in like $150 a month to be able to give the money to Ave Maria to be able to carry the show. So there was a lot of help.
That didn't really work out. Now we're all stuck with Ray Guarendi. Thanks a lot for that. It's just such a remarkable, beautiful story. I really do wish somebody would write the book about it, those early years and what blossomed over two decades. And Catholic Answers, our connection is a little bit different because Carl Keating, who founded Catholic Answers, started in publishing. He first started pamphlets and then books and CDs and DVDs and tapes and all that kind of thing. But he was a very wise man. He said, look, this Catholic radio thing is going to take off, so let's start making programming. So that's why Catholic Answers, we're about the same age as you are, right?
I think We listened to you from our streaming on our internet a year before. So Catholic Answers started January of 98.
Yeah.
And we started January of 99.
Which I always find is, okay, you bought a radio studio and you started making a radio program before there were any Catholic radio stations. That took a little bit of stepping out in faith on his part, and God bless him for it.
Well, you guys were streaming.
Right.
It was mainly
the other
streaming.
Carl Keating came in. The story that around the office is he comes in one day and he says, there's this new thing called the internet. You sign up for a website. I'm going to sign up for Catholic.com. Everybody else was like, I don't know what he's talking about. But that's why we have Catholic.com, and
it's
you
amazing.
Don't.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us, Jim? Maybe a word to those who might, in their heart, feel the call now that, hey, I could get a radio station going. The programming's free. No one's ever going to charge you for a Catholic radio program. So the thing is, can you start a signal, and can you support it? So what would you say to people?
With that, I always recommend that people give Jack Williams a call at EWTN, or you could call Spirit Catholic Radio. You can't just make an application and start up a radio station right now. You have to buy an existing radio station. The last time that they made anything available is when you heard of all the low-power FMs.
Right, and that's over.
And that was about 7 years ago. So.
And how many low-power FMs did you start when Congress made that available?
We've got nine LPFMs. That's part of our network, but we also helped launch quite a few. And there were two rounds of LPFMs. Yeah. I know Relevant Radio had about 100 LPFMs, and probably only 20 of those remain.
Well, we rely entirely on donors to support us at Catholic Answers to make the program that we make. But you rely entirely on donors to provide the signals, to do the programming that you do, to share the EWTN programming. So you got to support your local Catholic radio station. Isn't that what you wanted to say, Jim?
That's exactly what you wanted to say. Bernie's back there shaking his head. Bernie's our vice president of development. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, if there's an interest, call Spirit Catholic Radio, call Catholic Answers, call EWTN. And we're helping a gentleman get Catholic radio into the New York area, Long Island.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a friend of Chris Check. Mr. Lee, if he's listening.
I am impressed on two counts. One, that we're going to get Catholic radio on Long Island, and two, that Chris Check has a friend.
Actually, it's his brother, Paul Check's friend.
Oh, yes. Coming up, we've got Pat Castle, the founder of Life Runners, the largest pro-life team in the world. We're going to talk about being pro-life and witnessing to life right where you are. Thank you so much, Jim Carroll.
And we're gonna
for everything.
Thank you. And we're going to have to engineer, because Pat is not a shy person. And we'll
turn the volume down on the mic.
Just a little bit. So be prepared.
Okay.
All right.
Really, truly, thanks for everything that you do here at KVSS and how much you have helped share the good news by helping other people get their stations on the air up and running and stay running.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back with more right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Morning Glory. It's Catholic from coast to coast.
So I just thought this was a great story to talk about. The periodic table, again, to me, it points us to God and that we should not be afraid of science, but we should embrace it.
Yeah. Well, Scientist Purvis, thank you so much for taking us to class today.
They should name a chemical after you.
Something combustible.
Yeah, really.
Morning Glory, talking about everything important to today's Catholic. Monday morning, 7 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live Roadshow. We're on the road. We're here in Omaha, Nebraska, in the studios of Spirit Catholic Radio, one of the great Catholic networks, among the many that you will find across this country. Our number still, though, 888-318-7884. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, 888-318-7884. This hour, we welcome the man who founded Life Runners, the largest pro-life team in the world, and they share the faith and they share the message of respecting and protecting life in all of its stages, from conception to natural death, by being out there in the world, maybe where they're not expected. And it's a wonderful witness. Pat Castle is the founder. It's a wonderful witness, and Pat's right here down the road. He lives right down the road from KVSS here. But also, that's not the only reason why we had you here, Pat. It's not just because you're convenient, all right? It's because this is an extraordinarily important thing that we have to be willing to stand up for life and just fly the flag of life without any shame, without any apologies, and you have the courage to do it. Can you tell us a little bit of how that happened?
You bet. I think we should begin with a prayer.
Okay.
And if everybody only has 2 minutes to listen, if you could just join us in this prayer. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We run as a prayer to defend children in the womb so that they may be born and united with our Christian community. We run to build endurance, for the race is long and we must keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord. We run for awareness, so our culture will view all human life as a reflection of your glory, Lord. We run for charity to provide support for mothers and fathers tempted to abort their child, and healing support for post-abortion women, men, and families. We run to end abortion, for Christ died so that all may live. Guard us all, born and unborn, with your peace, Lord. For in you, life is victorious. We pray and run in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
St. Padre Pio,
pray for us. Okay, now that Padre Pio thing, there's a reason for that. So maybe you could tell us about how Padre Pio talked you into becoming the founder of Life Runners.
Yeah, St. Padre Pio. That guy has a history of doing some really weird stuff. Like, for example, being in two places at once. For example, being at the doors of heaven and then joining me for the last 10 minutes of the 2006 Pikes Peak Ascent. And that encounter was a result of intercessory prayer from my mother, who sensed that I was in trouble at the top of a mountain, and she was right. And she literally asked St. Padre Pio to be with me at a time that she wrote down 2 hours and 50 minutes into that race. And then afterwards, she asked me, did anything unusual happen at 2 hours and 50 minutes in the race? And a whole lot of unusual happened. And folks can listen to that story at liferunners.org/creed. And there's an audio link and there's a podcast just where you can hear the whole story of the journey up the mountain and my 10 minutes with St. Padre Pio.
And you came out of that encounter, what? What happened?
I came out of that encounter and had that sense of, okay, you have my attention, Lord. And the next step was, obviously, we need to do more. We need to do something. We need to be able to do exactly what Christ said. His last words to us in the Bible were not, and now it is finished. His last words in the Bible were, go forth and make disciples of all nations. So to do that, you know, the will to win is meaningless without the will to prepare. So we got prepared. You know, I'm a career Air Force guy, a medical officer, and the military is really good at preparation. So we spent 6 months studying a book called Unbound by Neil Lozano. And that book taught us to recognize evil in the modern world, like it's that hard to do. But there are some nuances. Take C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, take C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, and then go ahead and bring that to kind of a modern parable. And that's the book Unbound. So we studied it for 6 months, and then we activated against what we concluded to be the crown jewel of Satan, which is abortion. And you know, the greatest gift of God to us is our very lives, and the devil wants nothing more than to snuff that out. So we went to work on that by standing in front of abortion facility in Colorado Springs once a month, and then going to visit the elderly in nursing homes once a month so we could defend life from conception to natural death, and that was the beginning of Life Runners.
So are you a lifelong runner?
I'm a lifelong runner. I am.
And so how do these two things come to intersect, though? That's the
– Sure.
Yeah.
So the two things came to intersect. One, St. Pio decided to go for a run with me, as we mentioned. But two, I was the officer rep for the marathon team at the Air Force Academy. Lifelong runner, like you said. And really, when I tie that to the spiritual exercise, that is where my spiritual exercise was as well. That's where my prayer life was. Now, the good news, we might as well give the best news of this hour for everybody listening. Running optional for Life Runners. You want more good news?
That is good
yeah,
news.
Yeah, more good news is that the walkers are really better Life Runners because you can read their jersey, which says, remember the unborn, easier. You can have a conversation with the walker. So the fast runners are really the worst Life Runners. So, but it's a team for everybody. We have ages 0.1 to 101 on the team. So, babies in onesies that say, remember the unborn, all the way to... We have a Life Runner in a nursing home in Sioux City in a wheelchair with their Remember the Unborn jersey. So you go to liferunners.org, you sign up, you order a shirt that we call our jersey, and you wear it as a public witness to impact hearts and minds for saving lives. And that's it. So hopefully everyone feels very welcome. The record for Life Runners signed up in an hour was on April 3rd, 2019. If we want to break a course record, for anyone that's into course records, we signed up 75 new Life Runners in West Point, Nebraska that night. So West Point, I'm giving you a shout out. That is the course record. So it takes about 2 minutes to sign up online, and it takes another 2 or 3 minutes to order your jersey. But we see those signups come in, and we'll track that during this. So wherever you're at, if you want to multitask during the next 38 minutes, be a Life Runner by the end of the show.
So but you do have runners who run competitively or
we do
like at a 5K or a half marathon or a marathon.
Annette, Colorado Springs, Colorado, new Life Runner. She is a world-class athlete, Air Force member. So her job in the Air Force is to compete and win for the United States Air Force. And, you know, we need to have winners. We need to run so as to win. You know, all of us as Christians, what is winning for us? Winning is making it home for eternity and be part of that community of saints. So, of course, we're all running so as to win. And Life Runners is forming a long blue line in following all the greats, you know, that community of saints in the footsteps of Jesus, in the footsteps of St. Pio, in the footsteps of St. Francis, under that blue cloak of our Mother Mary. On the front of our holy card is Our Lady of Guadalupe, the pregnant Mary. It's such a beautiful, unplanned pregnancy, if we never thought about it that way. Certainly it was a crisis for Joseph, as the story goes. And it's just such a beautiful image of her yes. So, you know, when you think about the first hour, when we had Bishop Conley, who's also a Life Runner, is one of 12 Life Runner bishops. The newest Life Runner bishop is Bishop Joe Coffey, who's the auxiliary bishop to the archdiocese, military archdiocese. So his ordination was just a couple weeks ago, so 12 bishops. So those shepherds, in their example of being fully pro-life, they too are saying, yeah, we can put on a shirt that says Remember the Unborn and go evangelize and live out our faith.
You know, you can brag about the bishops, but our assistant producer at Catholic Answers has been a Life Runner since 2015.
Yeah, so, how about it?
Yeah.
And Marie Dixon.
Yeah. Oh, you know Marie.
She signed up 1 day ago, so she's one of the newest Life Runners. She's been in.
Oh, she did an event, though, in 2015, did she?
Now she's official. And that happens a lot. We have a lot of teammates that hear about Life Runners. And they mean to do it, but it just takes invite. And I like to say that this team, this pro-life team, the largest pro-life team in the world, it really allows us to live out that great commission to go forth and make disciples of all nations. Because on the front it has a cross, and Jesus said, you want to be a disciple? You want to be a Christian? He said, pick up your cross and follow me. So we afford you a 4-ounce shirt cross that you can wear out into public. And then on the back, it has the message, remember the unborn. And remember what Jesus said, what you do for the least of these, we do that for Christ. So what a beautiful way. And then just ice that off with invite, invite, invite your friends and family to join the team, All in Christ, for pro-life.
888-318-7884 is our number. We welcome your call. But I imagine when you're out at these, you know, running events are kind of secular things. You must get some people annoyed with you. Are there people that are annoyed? Are you bothering us with that while we're trying to?
We get that question a lot. And, you know, the interesting thing is the message is so compassionate that Remember the Unborn means to suffer with, that even the folks that don't agree with us that life begins at conception and should be respected until eternity, they don't give us a hard time because they see how we're doing it with love.
Pat Castle is our guest. The ministry is Life Runners. It's the largest pro-life team in the world. 888-31-TRUTH is our number. Give a call, 888-318-7884.
Catholic Answers Live.
Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Turns out that today, as back then, this question has a lot of different answers. So many groups want to appropriate Jesus, tweaking his identity until he looks and sounds just like one of them. But then you no longer have the Lord, says apologist Trent Horn. You have an imposter. In his new groundbreaking book, Counterfeit Christ, Trent exposes 18 phony versions of Jesus that we encounter today, helping you to recognize the fakes when you see them, explain why they're phony, and make a case for the full truth and beauty of who Jesus is, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Order your copy of Counterfeit Christ today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Love and beauty. As a little girl, Dawn Eden Goldstein knew that she wanted those things, that in them somehow she would find God. Over the years as a rock journalist, she moved among some of popular music's best-known artists, straining to capture that transcendent love and beauty in every note and lyric. In Sunday Will Never Be the Same, Dawn recounts her spiritual journey in beautifully wrought detail, mixing powerful accounts of trauma, healing, and epiphany with funny anecdotes from inside the music scene. It is the rare conversion story that delights as it inspires, amuses as it edifies, and ultimately lays before the reader a lived testimony to the transforming grace of Christ. Order your copy of Sunday Will Never Be the Same by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Cy Kellett, Chris Check, Carlo Broussard. Our on-fire lineup of speakers will inform and inspire your audience to grow in their Catholic faith. For more information on booking a Catholic Answers speaker for your event, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com today.
Witnessing to life right where you are, that's our topic this hour. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and Pat Castle is our guest. Pat is the founder of Life Runners, the largest pro-life team in the world. And our topic this hour, witnessing right where you are to life. If you have questions in that vein, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. As a matter of fact, I would pretty much bet any question having to do with the protection of life, Pat would be happy to take. 888-318-7884. We start with Nono in Illinois watching on YouTube Live. Nono, are you there with us?
Hi, Cy. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Nono. Did you get the book?
Not yet.
Okay. I just got to tell Pat because Pat's not going to know what this is about. Nono is a regular caller. She's from Nigeria. Oh. I sent her a book about, I don't know, 10 years ago now, it seems like, and it still has not arrived. So every time Nono calls, I just have to start by asking, did you get the book? And she still has not got the book. But you're here in the U.S. now, right, Nono?
Yes, now I am in the U.S.
Well, we're glad to have you. What's your question for Pat?
So I got into one of those dreaded Facebook debates that no one wants to get into because no one's really arguing to learn. And I think I make really good arguments because at some point it was all ad hominems being thrown at me. But then there was this one thing that I couldn't defend that I need help with. It was before the baby has brain function, so the baby in the womb, before their brain works, technically when someone and doesn't have brain function. They're not alive. So the argument was that this baby also is not alive. So it wouldn't be killing the baby if the baby isn't alive yet. So how would I respond to that, please?
Yeah, it's simple, and you're going to love the answer. At that moment of conception, everything that is us is there. We have a full human genome, and the only difference between us at that moment and now is time and food, and an umbilical cord, of course. But the point is we're still changing. So we are changing from that moment of conception on. We continue to change right now while we're speaking. And so that's the reality. The reality, it says us in these different functions, we continue to have different functions. Think about your function at 7 days in the womb. How about 7 months after you were born? How about 7 years after you were born? How about when you could drive a car? How about when you learned whatever you learned? Think of practically how we are always changing and taking on new functionality. So that's the perspective that just makes your discussion really short and quick, because that's the reality of science. And, you know, I will tell you as well, Nono, that in science, so I'm a PhD nanoanalytical chemist. So
me too.
Yeah, how
that
about
is weird.
So Cy and I just found something in common. Yeah. The Pope is also a chemist. That's just a little fun fact for everybody. But what that means with the nano part is I did my PhD work at 1/10,000th the width of a human hair. So that's just a mind blow. And I could actually see what was going on with scanning electron microscopes. So I have seen life at that atomic level. You know, an ultrasound image is like an IMAX theater for me as a nanoanalytical chemist. But my point is, you know, no, the reality is it's yes in science for life beginning at conception. It's not an argument with scientists. But isn't that interesting that for non-scientists, they'll still go, well, you know, I'm not sure. Well, tune into your next biology class, which, of course, when I taught in the public school system in Missouri, it was really absolutely, you know, frustrating to learn that some scientists, they will steer clear of teaching when life begins because they don't want to deal with the blowback from people that don't want to believe science.
Does that help you, Nono?
Oh, yes, it did. I mean, I agree with what you were saying about public schools. Did you hear about the professor who was saying comparing an unborn baby with a cancer cell?
I did. And I sure did.
Oh,
yeah.
Dr.
Hearn also wrote a journal article, one of the three late-term abortionists in the nation. He's in Boulder, Colorado, had that same perspective. You know, and obviously that's a perversion of truth and faith. It's the opposite of what is good and holy. And I'll also leave you with this, Nono. The greatest growth for life runners is in Africa. So Africa is, there's now 8 countries in Africa with life runners. They're getting organized. We're doing a life runners pilgrimage to Tanzania. We're going to go up Mount Kilimanjaro. Why? Wow. Because why not? I mean, 18,000 feet, let's go. And I'm hoping St. Pio comes along for this one too. We might need him. We're going to need him. And so, yeah, look for that, 2020, June, July, 2020.
And maybe they'll find your book.
Maybe we'll just bring it to you.
Okay,
happy
Nono?
Easter.
You bet.
Yeah,
happy Easter, Nono.
Oh, thank you for saying happy Easter. It is Easter. It's the Friday of Easter. I keep reminding people of this week, and I have not done so today. Every single day of Easter is a solemnity, the highest feast of the church, and it goes on for 8 days. So we can still wish each other a happy Easter. We can keep saying those alleluias. Well, I guess we get to keep saying the alleluias now.
And Cy, as kind of a seventh inning stretch, and just, I mean, folks that have been with us for an hour and 35 minutes and 25 minutes to go, let's just do a little bit of encouragement and a little cheering. So I'll lead us off with Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2, and it goes like this. So be encouraged. Therefore, since we are surrounded, everyone listening, surrounded here in this room in this Catholic Answers Live, we're surrounded by such a great cloud of pro-life witnesses. Let us persevere tonight with our eyes fixed on you, Lord, this race set before us. Amen?
Amen.
And then let's do a cheer. So I'm going to give an all in Christ wherever you're at. You're driving, you're you know, listening in the backyard on a swing on the spring day. You're out for a walk, wherever you're at. I'm going to give an all in Christ, and you repeat for pro-life. We're going to do it three times and be encouraged. So I'll give an all in Christ. You give a for pro-life. Here we go. All in Christ.
For pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life.
Yeah, blood's
Amen.
Flowing. Let's keep
very,
going.
Very, very good. I have never once in my life ever said 18,000 feet. Yeah, let's go. So you and I just come at this differently. I just want you to know that, Pat.
Well, you know, Cy, there's not that many life runners up there at 18,000 feet, so it's not a great witness.
Janice, do we have a microphone for Janice? Janice wanted to ask a question. Our number here, 888-318-7884. I'll remind you, when I say Janice wants to ask a question, we are live coming from the offices of KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio in Omaha, Nebraska. And we're here because it's a lot of fun to come to Omaha, Nebraska. Janice, your question for Pat Castle.
Yes, I know, Pat, you are primarily a runner. You also are a speaker, but I think your hard work is on the sidewalk in front of abortion facilities.
That's true.
So what would you tell me is the most effective way to encounter moms entering abortion facilities?
Yeah, okay. Well, fantastic question, because the answer doesn't always make sense to us where we stand. And so step one is we've got to, you know, stand with those moms where they're at driving into an abortion facility. And if someone thinks that that's a solution or that's the best thing at that moment, then their lives have been twisted and crumbled. They've been lied to. There's fear. There's coercion. 64% of abortions are coerced. And interesting enough, that coercion, most of it is from silence. So there's this pain of silence in her life where no one is encouraging her. And so that's where she's at. And she's driving into the abortion facility. And Janice, here we are. We're standing there. And so we have to ask ourselves, what does she need right now? You know, what can I say? What can we do that will stop her from driving in to an abortion facility to help her? Because we know that if we help her and she feels safe and not afraid, then she is going to be ready to help her child until her child is safe. And then she's going to be ready to hear the good news. So what I just said was, you don't start with saying Jesus loves you. But guess what? She'll know it, because by our actions, we are being Jesus. And then you don't start with, don't kill your baby, because she doesn't want her baby in that moment. What we need to do is start with her. And we need to reach out to her with compassion, which means to suffer with. And, you know, I remember one cold February morning in St. Louis at their Planned Parenthood. It was 12 February 2012, and I was trying to translate everything I just said to an encounter with a woman driving into an abortion facility. So as silly as this sounds, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take my gloves off. It was cold out. And I want her to see my hands. And then I thought, as hard as this is, I'm going to smile. You know how hard it is to smile in front of an abortion facility, Janice? You do know, because we've served there together. But I'm going to look away from that abortion facility, and I'm going to shine hope and joy on her. And I'm going to be the best I can be to be the face of Christ, of how I imagine Jesus standing there. And when she pulls up, I'm going to reach out my hand, I'm going to wave, and then I'm also going to, at the same time, kind of motion to stop. And when she stopped, I asked her to roll her window down. She rolled her window down, and I said to her, my name is Pat Castle, and I'm here to help you. Are you here for an abortion? And she said, yes. And then I offered her another option. I offered her an opportunity to see her unborn baby ultrasound, but I just presented it as, why don't you go see what your other options are? They have free services across the street. And she said, okay. And I think she did that because she could sense. We know that 90% of communication is body language. We better look like the winning team, everybody, when we encounter her. We better have joy and love and compassion and have that just feel and exude out of you, because that's what's going to save her and save her baby and save her soul. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Janice, thank you very, very much. Pat Castle is our guest. Pat is the founder of Life Runners, the largest pro-life team in the world. Our topic this hour, witnessing to life right where you are. 888-318-7884 is our number. 888-318-7884. Only 2 weeks left now until the great big giant Catholic Answers Fullness of Truth conference in Fort Worth, Texas. Come out if you're anywhere near there. Well, you probably hear it if you're anywhere near there, because Tim Staples is going to be there. Carlo Broussard is going to be there. Trent Horn, our president, Chris Check, is going to be at Good Shepherd Catholic Community in Colleyville, right outside of Fort Worth, Texas. Look, those of you here in Nebraska, we came all the way from California to do this show. You can get down to Fort Worth, Texas. It's not that far. I don't even know. It's like one cattle drive away. Just head down to Fort Worth. It's May 10th and 11th at Good Shepherd Catholic Church. It will be on fire. And when you leave, you will be on fire. Go to fullnessoftruth.org and sign up today.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their Catholic values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
Catholic radio, I believe, is the greatest tool for evangelization that the church has today. And I know this because we hear from people all over the world that tell us all the time they came to faith in Christ, in the Catholic Church, through Catholic radio. Guy that lives right next door to you, he might not ask you about your Catholic faith, but he'll ask us. He'll call in and say, "Tell me about the Catholic Church."
Dr. David Anders thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, great big Friday edition. Delighted to have you with us. I just wish it would never end. It's just so delightful to be here at Spirit Catholic Radio in Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you to everybody who came out. We really appreciate that you did come out. It feels great to get to do this show in front of a live audience. I'm sorry we couldn't bring you any high-energy guests today. We're stuck with Pat Castle, the founder of Life Runners, the largest pro-life team in the world. We've got some questions from the room, but I want to get to a couple folks who are on the phones for you, Pat. We'll start with Sean, listening out of Atlanta, Georgia, to the Quest Catholic Radio station there. One of my favorite Catholic radio stations, because it's one of the newest Catholic radio stations in the country. We're always delighted when we get a call from the Quest in Atlanta. Sean, your question for Pat Castle.
Yeah, it seems so clear about science and indisputable that life begins at a conception. So I'm just wondering what he hears from religious people, mainstream religions, on their justification for abortion.
Right.
So let me just repeat that for anybody who didn't hear. How do people justify, given all the scientific evidence, what do you encounter as people's justification for being pro-abortion?
Yeah. So fantastic question, Sean. And the reality is most people do know that life begins at conception. I mean, they learn it in their high school chemistry class. They learn it in their college biochemistry class, their biology classes. And so your question is, then how can they justify abortion? And the answer is they come at it from their perspective, a utilitarian standpoint. They try to add up whatever they would think, I'm aghast to say it, the benefits of abortion against the consequence of the loss of one life. In people of faith, we're able to look no further than what Christ said for an answer to this. And what Christ said is that he was willing to walk away from 99 sheep unprotected as the good shepherd. What? And go after one lost sheep. And if you've ever heard a good homily on that, the short version of the homily is, He's able to do that because that one sheep, that one life, us, has an infinite value and is worth, you know, as much as all of the lives that have ever been conceived in the history of the universe. And that perspective allows us to realize that there's no way to add up to justify that ever an abortion, you know, can be negotiated or justified. So I think that's kind of the perspective you're looking for, Sean, is how do you enter in? And you just need to start by saying a life has an infinite value. You're not going to be able to tally up enough reasons to justify ending a life.
Sean, I'm going to leave it there because we have lots of folks on the line who want to talk to Pat. Thank you very, very much for that call. I hope that that was helpful to you. Debbie in Pennsylvania listening on Holy Spirit Radio, WCOJ. You are next, Debbie. Your question for Pat Castle.
Hey, Pat Castle. Deb Miranda here in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Deb Miranda. Life Runner of the Year, Deb Miranda. Life Runner family. Wow.
Family, yeah. Well, I don't particularly have a question. I wanted to leave the lines open for everybody, but I just wanted to say we're listening here on PA, and you know how much we love you, and all in Christ for pro-life, high five. And you know, as well as I do, wearing that Life Runner shirt on a daily basis is one of the easiest way to witness to life. Everywhere you go, wearing it to the grocery store, picking up the kids at soccer practice, you know, sitting in my dental chair, you know, I'm handing out cards left and right and wristbands. You know the drill.
Preach it. And it matters. And I will go ahead and give a comment, Deb, at the end of that. And I just want everyone to hear why that matters. You know, one reason is, isn't it frustrating, everybody, to listen to the news with Governor Northam in Virginia justifying, you know, trying to justify, not justified per the previous question, ending a life that survived an abortion, you know, watching Governor Cuomo in the state of New York cheering late-term abortion law in the state of New York. And isn't it frustrating to sit there and watch that? So part of Life Runners having a jersey that says, remember the unborn, is everyone can do something. You can put on a shirt. You got to wear a shirt today. You put that on. And when you step out of your house, you, by definition, are going to be heroic. First of all, you're going to feel it. You're going to step out of your house and you're going to feel like you've got a pro-life cape on because you're going to remember, oh my goodness, on my back says remember the unborn, and people are going to read it. You're going to be standing in the grocery store line and yes, there's someone behind you reading it and it matters. So for one, Deb, you and I both know that it's an opportunity for us to do something. Secondly, I want everyone to hear that that doing something matters. It doesn't just matter to us feeling like we're part of a solution versus toiling and frustration, but it matters to the people that read it. So here's a stat. 78% of post-abortion mothers said that if just one person had encouraged them or they saw one encouraging sign, just one, they would have chose life. So when you think that one in five pregnancies end in abortion, one in three American women have had an abortion, you do the probability of the chances, as you said, in your dental chair or when you're pumping gas at the gas station, that somebody driving by, walking by, is going to see the back of your jersey. And they said, not me, they said when surveyed, that that's all it would have taken for someone to break the silence with a message that says, remember the unborn. And they might look up Jeremiah 1:5 that's also on the back of the jersey and see what God has to say about it. And Jeremiah 1:5 says that God knew us even before we were in our mother's wombs. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Let's go to Alexa in Kansas. Alexa, your question for Pat Castle.
Yeah. How do you deal with women that have been abused? How do you deal with women that say that abortion should be legal because children are born into abusive, like, families or homes?
You do hear that. So how do you address a woman or just the argument that children are going to be abused, and so it's better to abort them than to have them live a life of abuse?
Right. So how about this? So Alexa, is this Alexa Lamb from Jeff City, Missouri?
Yep.
Wow, another Life Runner of the Year. 2015 Life Runner of the Year for the whole world.
I thought
world.
You just knew people Alexa like Lamb. All around the country.
Yeah,
like,
how about it?
I just randomly know these people who call.
Well, there are 11,087 teammates, and we remember we gave that charge, Cy, at the beginning of the hour that we're trying to break the course record of 75 people signed up. So if you got a smartphone in your hand or near you or you're at a computer, grab it. We're going to check that at the end of this hour. Go to liferunners.org and sign up because we're going to see how many Life Runners signed up during this hour. But Alexa, that question, it goes like this. Wouldn't we all want to have a fighting chance at life? You know, wouldn't we all want to have the opportunity to be able to, you know, fight our way into the world? I mean, being born is no cakewalk from having a front row seat for it for my daughters. And, you know, you fight your way into the world. And then, my goodness, you know, when you can't change your own diaper and you can't feed yourself, that isn't too easy either. So, you know, when you think about the hardships of life, when you think about, you know, fallen mankind and sin and all the consequences, but then just close your eyes, Alexa, you know, and think about all those beautiful moments that we have been provided in this wonderful gift of life, that God has afforded us a choice to choose Him. And sometimes we make bad choices. And we bring bad things upon ourselves and consequences. But think about the times when we courageously say yes to God, we follow His will, and we imagine just the blessings that come with knowing that we're in His will and where we're heading. And we think of those moments with the body of Christ, with our family, and everyone think about those moments right now. Who are we to steal those from one of God's children? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Alexa.
Alexa, thanks very much. Let's see if we can get somebody here that you don't know. I don't know. Valerie in Franklin, Ohio, your question for Pat Castle.
Hi, yes. I was wondering how you explain pro-life issues to children.
Yeah. Great question.
Wait, you don't know her?
I don't know her. Valerie, but I hope I get to know you. So if you do a favor for me when we get off this call or while I'm answering it, if you could go to liferunners.org and be the newest Life Runner in the world, we're looking to break 11,100 teammates during this hour, and we're on our way. I'm seeing signups come in. So you can multitask. You're a woman. I've watched what women can do. It's amazing. I live with three ladies, and it's incredible what you can do. We are different. You know, imagine that. And thanks be to God for it. So, so the question about when to speak about pro-life with children. First of all, we need to be pro-life. And, you know, what does it mean to be pro-life and respect life and how we treat one another and just all those things? So, you know, we're gonna be the domestic church. We're going to go by example. But in a specific way to answer your question, there's a book by Dr. Meg Meeker, a Catholic pediatrician. It's called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And, yes, it applies to moms and sons, applies to parents and children. And she gives all the stats of the world's encounter with children. And the lies that they encounter, and the sins that they encounter, and the consequences they encounter. And if you read just the first chapter and see these stats, it will motivate you to have the talk with your children at the age of 9. Because that's when it begins. That was, you know, that's when some really heavy stuff they start encounter that are related to pro-life. And have that talk. Have the birds and the bees talk. And use real language and become the authority with that real language. Because if you don't, if all the parents listening, and it's not too late if you haven't had that talk yet, but let me tell you, having the talk with a 16-year-old versus a 9-year-old, it's going to be a whole lot more awkward with a 16-year-old. The 9-year-old is going to listen to you. You're going to become the authority. And when I had that talk with my daughters, let me tell you what they did. They came over, they sat on my lap, they put their arms around me, and they told me that they loved me. And that opened communication where I became the expert with them.
Valerie, thank you very, very much for the call. Thanks, everybody, who called. Pat Castle has been our guest. Pat is the founder of Life Runners, the largest pro-life team in the world, and you can join by going to liferunners.org right now. Thanks very, very much, Pat. You need to pump up the energy next
time.
You
bet, Cy. Okay? Let's do one last All in Christ for everybody.
Of
Here we
course.
Go.
Yeah.
Ready? I'll give an All in Christ. You give a four pro-life. All in Christ.
Four pro-life.
All in Christ.
Four pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life.
Thank you to everybody who listened, and a special thank you to Jim Carroll and everybody here at KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio in Nebraska. If you're driving through Nebraska, visiting, or if you live here, turn it on sometime. Jesus Christ is the light of the nations, and we'll see you next time on Catholic Answers Live.